Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
The Agape Choir. Did you catch that? Open your heart. Let the Lord have its own way. Let the law of life have its own way. All that you are, all that you want to be, all that you desire to experience is nicely packaged into your heart. So really, you have it. It's right there. But will you be brave enough? Will you be courageous enough? Will you open that heart of yours? We need you to. You need it, needs you to. Because when you open your heart, you open yourself up to the good that is already you. Oh, we're going to talk more about that today. Today's conversation, today's theme is the journey to enlightenment. I'm almost there. Are we there yet? No, keep going. Keep meditating. Keep breathing. Are we there yet? I don't know. Keep walking. Keep running. Where are you going? I'm going to enlightenment. Slow down. I can't. My life depends on it. Oh, my God, my legs are burning. My back is hurting, but I got to get to enlightenment. I got to get away from this madness, this foolishness. I'm out of breath. I can't breathe. Are we there yet? Well, we got to find out if we're there yet. And where is there? You are listening to the Ask Life Coach. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. Good morning. Good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What is going on? Thank you. Ooh, I've been hijacked. I think I'm channeling some elf or something. But thank you for tuning in. Yes, indeed. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you truly make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you are that place where God gets to represent herself. You are that place where God gets to show up. You are that place where God gets to shine his light as you. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for tuning into the show. And thank you for tuning in to yourself. And yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I am your host. Hurry up. I'm on my way to enlightenment. You can't run? All right, you're going to miss out. I am is your host, the I Am Presence. Oh, I love my life. Even better, I love myself. I love myself so much that I can love you so much that you can love you so much. And you can start loving me. I love. Okay. Enough already. Get on with the show. People are here to listen to Rev Deb, and you all acting a fool. Yes, I'm acting a fool because I'm full of God. If you can't handle it, I can't help you. Yes, this is the month of July, and our theme is love is freedom. Love is freedom. Love is freedom. Love is freedom. So when you love yourself enough, you can free yourself to cut up, to act a fool and say, yep, I'm crazy. I Am is the host of today's show, and I Am Presence is uniquely expressed as the Nutty Professor. And I think it's time to bring Celeste on, because if I keep talking, you guys might get scared and you're like, oh my God, now I need to get to enlightenment. I can't get it out of my head. the Agape Choir, we started the show with the Agape Choir Delight Chant. To find out more about the Agape Choir, their website address is agapelife.com, agapelife.com, agape, L-I-E-E, agape, unconditional love is alive.com. Anyway, I'm sure you can figure that out. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. Let me bring on Celeste, because Celeste is keeping me grounded, or else I just float away, hanging out with my homeboys, JC, Jesus Christ, for those who don't know, Buddha, Muhammad, you know, Archangel Michael. I like hanging out with those guys, Rumi, Nafis. We just have a good time. But Celeste has a way of grounding me. But sometimes she doesn't like talking to me. She just kind of gets funny about herself. But let's
Hello,
see.
Family.
Let's see if you're going to talk to
Welcome
me.
Welcome to the Ask
see?
Life Coach Today Radio
see?
Show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today Radio Show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Day and our wonderful guest, Deborah Goins, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. If you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1. For a Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know you have access to Life Coach a Day any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach a Day to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of July is Love is Freedom, and we have wonderful guests coming up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Monique Ruffin, a contributing writer for the Huffington Post and founder of Moms Change the World, will be the special guest joining Life Coach Today to explore how we can call what we want into our experience and to remind us to tap into our own power and declare the truth of who we really are. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safira for the Play Experience. And our special guest this week will be Life Coach Today. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Be sure to join me as well for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You'll find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Now, did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? Well, it is. On Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations Radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. How are you doing? You're all serious today. You won't even talk to me. What's going on? Talk to me, Celeste. Oh, I'm being too silly for you. Well, if you're going to be the professional one, forget you, then I'm going to mute you. Now, if you listen for the first time and you're kind of wondering what's going on, I say, okay, don't change your radio, whatever. You just know the channel. Yeah, stay tuned in. We like to have fun. And at the same time, as we expand in consciousness. Yes, yes, yes. That was a pre-recorded announcement. Celeste is on her way to enlightenment. I'm not sure if she's there yet, but hopefully she'll get there. No, she's going to be joining us later and let us know what she found. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, and we are here to support you on your transformational journey. So we invite you to call in with your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disagreement, your agreement, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're moving through. We're here to support you. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. If you have any questions that you want us to address, Reb Deb is in the house. We're here for you. You don't want to call in because you're at work. And you don't want people to know that you're listening to this amazing radio show. Well, come closer. We have a like page, a fan page. It's Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Just post your questions there, okay? Or you can send us a message so nobody will know. Or there's another like page, Life Conversations Radio like page. But, you know, just call him. Come tell your business. We're here. We're family. We're the universal family. And if you just want to drink in, chew on the soul food, it's all good. Yes, my guest is in the house, Reverend Deborah Goins, and we are on our way to enlightenment. Hopefully, I'll get there by the time she finishes with me because I just can't find my way. What else do I need to tell you? Well, I need to welcome all of you. I'm just in a good mood. I didn't even know I was in a good mood until I started talking. That's how it works. Woo, life is good, even with all this going on, with the challenges, with so much going on. And the great thing about all the things that are going on right now, July 16th, 2013, and whatever day you're listening to this, is everything that is going on that is causing you pain, it's nothing but a soulful alarm system. Your soul is waking you up, saying, pay attention. And Trayvon Martin said, oh, I want to sacrifice my life so people can wake up. And people are doing a lot of different things nowadays. People are speaking up. It is time for us to speak up, show up, and be the change we want to see, and stop blaming and stop judging. And if you must do that, do it for a little while and do some work. Be part of the solution rather than be part of the problem. You know, it's really easy. You gotta match action with your intention. When you match your action or action with your intention, that's creation. What is your intention? What's your intention for the day? What is your goal for today that you know that no matter what is going to get done? What is your goal? Are you here to be an example of love? And if that's your intention for today, no matter what shows up, you take it in and you ask love, how must I respond? You're really asking yourself. And we're going to talk more about that. I got my dear friend in the house. This is a long time coming interview. We should have done this a long time ago. No, we shouldn't have. We're doing it at the perfect time. So, Esther, it is so nice to see you. Glenda, silent listeners, nice to see you. Thank you. Thank you all for tuning in. Those of you I can't see, we appreciate you. And those of you listening on the phone line, welcome to Life Conversations Radio, where craziness is subject to happen, but you will never leave the same. And when you leave, whenever you leave, you can help. You just be out there saying, I got to do more. I got to be more. I got to expand. I got to allow more of God, because that's how we do it. So don't be fooled by the distractions in your own mind. And to our Within Radio listeners, thank you for tuning in. The topic today, the theme today is the journey to enlightenment. Are we there yet? In America, we say we're the best country in the world. We're the leader of the world, best leader of the world. Are we there yet? Because the followers are looking to the leader, and how the leader is showing up is very important. Well, you know, I have so much to say, but I don't want to scare y'all. I just want to bring somebody who's going to buffer my craziness. My friend, my sister, I love this woman. When we get together, we don't even plan it. We get together and something happens. Oh, you talk about sparks. Woo-hoo! Fireworks. We have some tall, coiling conversations. So we want to invite you to our spirit room. Let me tell you a little bit about her. I don't know what I had for breakfast. Actually, I had some cereal, and yeah, that's what happens. I normally don't have breakfast. Yeah, I know, 12:30, and you're talking breakfast. Yeah, that's how anyway. Reverend Deborah Goins is a graduate of the Barbara King School of Ministry and currently teaches at In Spirit Truth Center in Mapleton, Georgia, as a member of the ministerial team. Rev Deb, as she's affectionately known, began an inward journey into New Thought teachings and Eastern philosophies in the mid-90s. She now teaches a New Thought ancient wisdom tradition of spirituality. She believes in teaching the importance of the journey and unveiling the truth of who you are right now. She said, every moment of each day is an important part of the journey. Nothing is wasted, not time, space, or thought. I so agree. Rev Deb is a certified Reiki master and provides healing treatment in Atlanta area in keeping with her body, mind, and spirit healing philosophy. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings, and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend, Rev Deb, or Reverend Deborah Goins. Hello, Deb. How are you? All you guys have been Spirit Truth Center kind of rowdy. Let me keep y'all calm down. What's up, Rev?
Hey, Ade. Hello. It's amazing to be here on your show and to share with you today. I'm so looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah, well, I was wondering, even though you know me, after listening to all that opening, you must have been like, oh, my God, why did I say I wanted to do this interview with him?
You had me laughing. Oh, absolutely. Every time I hear you, you have me laughing because you are always right on target, right on key. From the very beginning, open your heart and let God in. Perfect song. I love it.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, life is simple. We're here to laugh, to have fun, to be enjoyed. There's so much foolishness going on. Those are good, too, because they help us develop our spiritual muscles. So let's talk about this journey to enlightenment, oh wise one. But before we do that, I want to ask you this question. As you know, I read a little bit about you. I shared our old private story that we always hang out in this consciousness bedroom and just share. Sparks goes off and we just transform when we finish. Ooh, that was good. But I want to ask you. Oh, boy, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Reverend Deborah Goins?
You know, I listen to your show quite often, so I know that you asked that question. And as I thought about it, I'm like, well, who am I? Who am I? And I found that it changes every day, not just every day, but several times a day. Who am I? I am a magnificent being that is continuously unveiling the truth of who I am. I unveil the truth when I talk to you. I unveil the truth when I talk to others. I unveil the truth when I talk to myself. I am magnificent, perfect, healthy, whole, and complete, just as I am in this moment, and that is who I am. Now, others may say different, and some of what others say I may not be able to say on the radio, but some of what others say is that I'm a teacher, even when I'm not in the mode of teaching, a friend, even when I don't think I'm being there to be a friend, and a mentor, even when I'm not there physically as the mentor. All of those things I continuously pray are a part of healing each and every person in their consciousness, because we are all perfect as we are. There's no need for healing. The only healing that's really needed is what we believe about ourselves. So that is who I am.
Well, we're there. Nice. It's a great show. Thank you very much. You wrapped it up. There's nothing else that needs to be said. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's like with all of it, and, you know, sometimes we kind of think laughter, we underrate laughter or just being playful. And even in my own mind sometimes, when I listen to my show, I'm like, oh, dude, you guys heard me share it. Just be serious. But it's not me. I mean, I do have my serious side now. And even in this playful space that I'm in, I'm pretty serious. Nobody better come talk to me while I'm doing this show. Don't see another side. Like, weren't you just laughing? Yeah, but you're not here to distract me. But I love how you share, you know, in that energy, you talked about unveiling the truth. And that, I just felt that at the core of my being, because that's really why we are here. It's like we've all been I'm not a football fan. I mean, I watched it, American football, for those of you in another country. But I never understood it. It was just like, who got the ball? Why are they chasing this person? But when they do whatever they do at the beginning, when they're going to, I don't know what it's called, kick off or whatever, they pass the ball to somebody and he kind of hides it. And I'm always spending more time trying to figure out who's got the ball. Now, what's the point? The point is, I feel like we are all here playing the football of consciousness. And we're all given the ball to play with. But sometimes some people won't see it. And sometimes we forget we're holding on to the ball. Sometimes we don't see it because we've been holding on to it for so long. But we are really here to unveil that truth, to reveal that, hey, here's my gift. This is why we're on this field of life. This is why we're running around. This is why we're bumping into each other. This is why we're celebrating. And, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes for us to get it because we're so close to this truth that you're talking about and that I'm talking about to unveil that we don't even think who we are, what we have to give or offer is that important. And, and it goes very well with today's topic, of course. So let's talk about this journey to enlightenment. You know, and in preparing for the show, I looked in a dictionary and just kind of see, you know, I went to one of the best books that I have, the internet, to go look at the meaning of enlightenment. But I just went to the dictionary, you know, and it says that enlightenment is the act of enlightening, the state of being enlightened, you know, and that's still, you know, for somebody who doesn't know, it's kind of vague. And there's so many ways we can define enlightenment and being enlightened. But I want to hear your thoughts. When you think of enlightenment, or how do you define what enlightenment is?
You know, I define enlightenment, and I think Oprah probably coined it best as aha moments. You know, the times that you unveil something that's always been there. This is something that is not new information, but you didn't understand it that way before. You weren't able to contextualize it in a way that worked in your life, that helped you to understand more about you, because that's what it's all about. That's really what enlightenment is turning on the light within yourself. We look inside of ourselves sometimes, and we can't see all the way in there, or it just seems like there's a veil, there's some darkness, there's some undiscovered truths. And enlightenment is just spreading the light within self, spreading the light to get to know more about yourself, spreading the light to understand yourself more, not just your physical being, but your spiritual being. I truly believe that we were all sent here into this experience to do just that, experience more of who we are. And we can only do that when we shed the light on who we are, when we reveal who we are, when we understand who we really are. And it's a continuous thing. It starts from the day we are born, when we come into this human existence, and it ends in this human experience the day that we die. But we continue to have an experience infinite for eternity because we're infinite beings.
I've heard a lot of definitions. I have mine, but I love something that you just said. I had to write it down. It's like, oh, I'm going to use that. So you said Oprah coined it very well. Next time I'm going to say, my friend Rev Deb coined it very well. You said, turning on the light within yourself. Whew, that's just breathing on that. You know, turning on the light within yourself. And I want to stay with that. And I just actually want to move slow with that statement because that is very, very powerful. And especially in a community, in a spiritual community where I'm generalizing here, but actually most of us can relate to it, most of us on our spiritual path, because we were living a life that was challenging. We didn't like how our life was working, the relationships or something or crisis. So we look for a better way. We feel like we've been in darkness for such a long time and we're looking for the light. And we have all the tools. There's so many tools that's given to us on the journey to turn on the light within ourselves. And there are some of us who would say, my light bulb is only 10 watts. It's not that important. My light bulb is only 60 watts. I don't need to turn mine on. No, yours is 100 watts. Oh, I want to just see your light. Let's talk about this process of turning on the light within oneself. How do we go about turning on this light? And some people might be saying, I have no light inside of me. I'm always thinking negative thoughts. You don't know my story. What light is he talking about? Can you just unpack that for us?
Absolutely. You know, we are all unique individuals. There are no two people on the planet that are the same. And so our light is individual and unique. Our light is shedding for us. It's revealed for us. It's not revealed for anybody else. It's just for us. And so what it takes to increase that light, what it takes to turn that light on, is different for everyone. I mean, today, and it's different all the time for everyone. Today, what may increase that light for you may be a meditation. Tomorrow, it may be yoga. The next day, it could be chanting. Later on this afternoon, it could be some breath works. You may need to work on some positive thoughts. You may need to do some affirmations. You may need to do some grounding. Oh, let's go be of service someplace. Well, maybe that'll turn it on. Hey, maybe I need to express some unconditional love. That'll do it. If I chant OM for about 20 minutes, the light may turn on and reveal something inside of me. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe if I do some automatic writing, that'll reveal something. In other words, Ade, it's always something different that works for you. It's always what spirit brings you to turn that light on. It's always presented to you at exactly the right time when you need it. You don't have to go anywhere to look for it. You don't have to do anything specific to find it. You don't have to scour the internet and try anything and everything to turn on that light, to increase your light. You just have to be open and receptive to what the divine puts before you. And it will turn on.
And sometimes, to add to what you said, sometimes what turns on the light is that you hear that a man has been found not guilty for the killing of a teenager. And,
that's right.
You know, it could be the death of a loved one that turns on the light. It could be, you know, a relationship that is you just think this. There's so many ways that that light gets turned on. And now, you and I know it's funny because as you're talking, and you know my mind, how it works. And or is already working. He's taking me different places now, so I'm just going to come back. There's also a sort of paradox to turning on the light, isn't it? You know, there's that part where, in truth, we don't need anyone to turn the light on for us. As a matter
That's right.
of fact, no one can turn on that light. But we also do need the external reflection from a teacher, from a reverend, from a book, from a radio show, from someone on the street, someone in a grocery store to help us see, recognize,
right.
connect with the light that we are. How do you suggest we balance the outer stimulation, if you will, or the catalyst from outside with the inside work that we do? Because I think that's where we get caught up. We get really, really, I mean, I say we because I get caught up sometimes, but I don't see myself different from anybody else. So we get caught up in, I know this light is within me, but if I can just go listen to Rev Deb, I would just be at peace. Oh, I know the light is within me, but I got to listen to Life Coach Ade radio show today or else I'm not the same. And then, you know, how do we find the balance in knowing when to go within, go without, or just be still?
Well, Ade, you know, I really believe, and I know this is true for myself, that we have a divine Spirit leading and guiding us all the time. And it's within us. It's within us. And all we need to do is just to follow it. I'll give you an example. The last time I was speaking at In Spirit, some people came in that don't normally come to the service. And they just happened to come because they needed to pick something up from somebody else along the way to decide, oh, well, let's stay and listen to the service. And they came up to me afterwards and said, that is exactly what I needed to hear. I really needed that. And they had an aha moment. They didn't plan on being there. They hadn't sought out this teaching for that day. Matter of fact, they didn't even know what was going to go on. But they showed up, and they had an aha moment. They revealed more of the light within themselves because of that following that divine spirit, being where they were at the right time, at the right place, doing the right thing. And I believe that is what happens all of the time, that what you need in that moment is right there. It shows up.
Right.
You'll get a little nudging inside. Hey, you know what? I think I'll listen to Life Coach Ade today. You know, yeah, and everything works out so that you can do that. Or, you know, I'm at this book here in the bookstore. That looks really interesting. I think I'll take a look at that. It's this little nudging. It's this little something inside. As my mom said, it's that something told me that leads you and guides you to what you need for your aha moment, that leads you and guides you to what you need to reveal more of that light within yourself. That's how I believe it works. I don't think you have to get into this frustration of looking for it, and therefore the title, you know, My Journey to Enlightenment, Are We There Yet? So many times we get frustrated, and I can speak for myself personally, because I would try everything, and I'm like, well, I'm not like Julie is. I mean, Julie's really, you know, she's all enlightenment. I'm doing the same thing she's doing. How come it's not working for me like that? I mean, she practically walks on air. I feel like my feet are stuck in the mud. So it's so different for everybody, you know? I mean, just like you were saying, you're running. We're running for enlightenment. We're running for enlightenment. I was running. I was trying this, that, and the other, and getting my aura cleansed. I was eating organic. I was detoxing. I was watching this show. I was reading this book. I was calling this psychic. I mean, man, if there was something to try, I tried it because I wanted to get there. I mean, especially before December 21st, 2012, I felt like if I didn't get there, I might fall off of the planet and fall into a big black hole and never reach ascension with everybody else. I don't want to miss it. But I realized that it's not all about running and seeking and find everything that is available. It's about listening to that nudging within and following that And that reveals exactly what I need to know when I need to know it. That reveals more of the light within.
You know, I'm smiling here and I'm listening to you. I'm hearing your passion, and you're taking me on a journey, literally, because, you know, as I listen to you, so much has been inspired. And this thing called life, this journey of life, it's such an enjoyable, fun, pleasurable, painful, messy, perfect journey. You know, and as you know, because I was going to ask you too, I'm going to come back because I want to maybe hear more details about your journey of how did you get on the journey of enlightenment? And when did you get enlightened? And you start talking to him, like, okay, she's all up in my energy now. She's all up in my chi. But I remember I was in, it was in California, LA, Agape, actually. They have a men's group, and it was when I was visiting about maybe 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago or so. And we're sitting in the men's group, and men were sharing heart to heart, soul to soul. It was such a good place, a good place as in space energy wise. And there was a guy in there, and he said, you know, we don't need to do anything. We run around and we do
right.
this and we do that. We do blah, blah, blah. But we have it right here. He said, I spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars trying to find this great truth and to find myself. And then I realized I have it all along. I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember sitting there saying, that is so true. But here's the divine dichotomy is, he had to spend all the money, and as you were sharing your journey, you had to do everything you did. I have to do everything I've done. Other listeners who are listening, they say, yep, I agree. They had to do everything that they did in order to see that they are the light. And
mm-hmm.
so it's an interesting thing where, you know, we chase the light. Debbie Ford has a book, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers. We chase the light because we're afraid of what we deem to be darkness within ourselves, and we're just looking for love and compassion and understanding, enlightenment, and all the other stuff, so we can be free
Absolutely.
From all this pain. And then one day we get to a point where we realize, wait a minute, it's okay to read the books, to watch the shows, to watch the documentaries, to go on YouTube, to listen, to read, whatever, to have a conversation, to go to the retreat.
Mm-hmm.
I really am what I'm looking for.
That's
now,
right.
And that takes a lot of cultivating. I always say you got to become like a spiritual archaeologist. You got to dig deep into yourself. Tell us about your journey a bit more, how you got to a place where you recognize that your mission on this planet is to turn on the light within you. And even though the journey may have started, or maybe it's different for you, but maybe this start as in where you were looking for the light because you didn't think you had the light. So tell us about your journey.
Well, I'll start way, way, way back in time. You know, caveman time, troglodytes and stuff. But when I go way back, it feels like it was the Stone Age. You know, back in youth, there's always been a calling. There's always been something reaching out, knowing that there's something more than this physical world, something more that I needed to know. Even as a child, I had this feeling. But the first time I feel like I woke up and became conscious that there is something more within me to understand was in reading a book called Conversations with God. And
yes.
I don't know exactly what it was, but this book like turned on some spotlights in my life, in my spirit. Mm-hmm. It's like all of a sudden somebody came, shook me on the shoulders if I was asleep in bed, and, you know, put up all the shades, turned on all the lights and said, hey, wake up. And from then on, it's been, you know, I've been like a sponge absorbing all of this information. And like I said earlier, I felt like I was running, trying to gather so much information. And it wasn't until, like I said, after the December 21st, 2012 thing that I finally and this is years into it. I'm not going to tell you how many years into it. This is years into it. That after hearing the same thing over and over and over and over again in like several different forms, this is what I was hearing. You're perfect just as you are. You have all the information you really need to know. All you're doing is unveiling it. You can do nothing wrong. This is all about the experience right now. Just that phrase, that particular phrase came to me over and over and over again in, I mean, so many forms, I can't even tell you. I would read it in a book. I would hear somebody say it. It would be in a talk, just passing by and hearing a conversation. It was amazing when a message is for you, how many ways it will be delivered until you finally say, okay, I hear it. I've got it. I got it. I don't need to do all those things. It's okay to do those things, but I don't have to do those things to become enlightened. So my journey has been one of trying to satisfy this, soak all into this sponge that was so thirsty. My journey has been one of reading, experiencing. I mean, I started out, like I said, reading the book Conversations with God. Of course, I read every single one of those books. I started going to Unity Church. I started listening to Emmett Fox, listening to Joseph Murphy. I mean, all the New Thought. I really got deeply into New Thought because that helped me to shift my way of thinking about things. And that's part of it, too, is to unveil the truth. We do need to shift the way we perceive things because you can't, it's difficult to open yourself up to a new concept if you're thinking about it in an old venue. It's like trying to read a menu in another language when you're only trying to interpret it using your language, your native language. It may have all the same letters and everything like that. The letters may look the same, but it doesn't make any sense because it's another language. You have to learn the new language. And so I opened myself up to this new language by the New Thought, and it led from there. And that opened up to a number of different venues for elevating my understanding till I got to this point here.
Oh, I'm so grateful for my life. I listen to you, I'm smiling. I feel like you're just, you know, what they say, a cool glass of water on a hot summer day. I just listen to you because you're activated so much. I'm like, oh, my God, just keep talking. I didn't know this. I mean, you and I hadn't talked about this part about conversations with God because I had similar reaction, experience, response to Conversations with God. And it happened, I think it was around, I think it was 97, 98. And actually, somebody gave me like an audio book. And so it wasn't the whole book, but it was like, it was on a, talk about dating yourself, it was like on a tape. And and I think it was just one. And I started listening. I mean, I've heard of Conversations with God, but I listened to it and it was, I don't even remember what that part of the book was. But it just suddenly made sense to me.
Yes.
Everything that I've been reading, everything that I learned in classes and workshops that I've been through, because there's a time when we start the journey, and maybe later on it can show up again, where we feel like we're clueless. But sometimes we'll read something, hear something, meet somebody, have a conversation, and it will all make sense. And I can really say, you know, there's so many books that I've read that touched me, that opened me up and said, oh, I got it. But it was something about conversations with God. And I think for me, Conversations with God, and for those who don't know, that's Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. And if you don't know, just Google it. I'm sure it should be like the very, on the first page, Neil Donald Walsh. It brought God, really, I felt like God brought God into the same room with me. It was like God was saying, just like you, I mean, that's why I was smiling over here. God was saying, "It's you're perfect just as you are.
Exactly.
You got me all wrong. Why would I? Why would I create you and have you be something different?" And it just made sense. Now,
exactly.
I want to take a break. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about several things. You know, the one thing about this light, you said earlier at the beginning, it's like turning on the light within yourself. But there's something about this light. This light can be elusive sometimes. You know,
yes,
sometimes that light, you turn the light on and it's a woohoo! It's so bright, I need a shade for my life. And people, oh, look at you. And then there are times where you just think, I don't even know what light I was talking about yesterday. So I want us to talk more about that and which will lead into something that, and I think I really believe this, it really, this whole thing about the light. The light lives in our vulnerability. You know, when you talk about learning the new language. And so I want to tie all that together when we come back. That's the plan. We'll see what happens when we come back on the other end.
All right.
If you're just joining us, My guest, she's not a guest, she's my friend, Reverend Deborah Goins. She's a graduate of Bible King School of Ministry here at Hillside. Well, not here, but in Atlanta, Georgia, Hillside Truth Center, International Truth Center. And she's also teaching right now. She's teaching at In Spirit Truth Center in Mapleton, Georgia. She is part of the ministerial team. And if you have any questions, if you want to share your thoughts, if there are things you're moving through that are just challenging you, you feel stuck, and you feel like you all need a different perspective, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. You can post your questions, your comments and thoughts on the like pages, fan pages, Ask Life Coach at a radio show like page. Yeah, it's a mouthful. Ask Life Coach at a, you type Ask Life Coach, Facebook should help you out. Do you mean? Or just go to Life Conversations Radio like page, fan page, and we'll be happy to get to it. Now, in the chat room, if you have questions, I don't necessarily suggest, because sometimes it's not easy, especially since Celeste is not here right now. So if you have any questions, you either call in or post it on the like pages. And what else do I need to tell you? I don't know. I'm doing because I'm overthinking. So let's just take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the light that is sometimes can seem so elusive. That, oh, 1 minute is there, the next minute is gone. 1 minute you're walking on air, the next minute you're stuck in the mud, like Rev Deb said. You know, and you go in a funk and you say, I thought I got it. I thought I was enlightened. I'm not there yet. Where is there? We'll find out when we come back.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, for more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. Those of you listening on the phone line, those of you listening online, and those of you listening archive. I wonder what it looks like inside the archive. Is it kind of cloudy in there? Is it dark? Dusty? Let me know. Thank you all, silent listeners. Thank you for tuning in. Today's topic, today's theme is the journey to enlightenment. Are we there yet? Sometimes it's an uphill struggle, sometimes a battle. Sometimes we suffer our way to enlightenment. We beat ourselves up. And today we just sort of remind ourselves, you know, where is the there that you're trying to get to? Let's kind of ask ourselves some questions, like stop for a minute, take a breath, drink some water. No, slow down. Where is there? Are you there yet? And how would you know when you're there? What do you need to get there? That's what the conversation is about. My friend is here, Reverend Deborah Gowan. She's joining me. And we're just, you know, we're just having an enlightenment conversation because we are so enlightened like that. We, you know, so if you really want some enlightenment, just come talk to us. We'll just lay hands on you energetically, and you will be there. Trust me. You call 347-426-3346. You won't be the same. You'll be walking on water like us. You know, it looks like if you see us now, you think we're sitting down, but we're actually floating. But we don't want to scare anybody. So we're not really. We're just Oh, Shanti, I've got my leg crossed. I got an leg crossed, an incense in one hand. And anyway, stop it. And for those of you saying, it's 1 o'clock, it's time for Celeste Morgan for the Celestial Moment, Round 1. Well, Celeste is not here. She should be here real soon. And then so Celestial Moment has moved a little bit. So maybe around 1:20, 1:30, something like that. Just FYI. Rev Deb, let's talk about this elusiveness of this light. That sometimes we see it, sometimes we feel it, and next minute we feel like, oh, shoot. I don't see the light. I don't feel the light. You don't know my life. Somebody came back into my life after I found my light. Now they put my light out. I mean, what do we need to do in order to kind of keep this light, this fire burning? How do we, you know, how do we know we're there? Or because, you know, most people say, yeah, I'm on a journey to enlightenment. But most people, if you say, are you enlightened yet? We kind of feel like, no, I don't think so. So how do we just get to this place where we honor the light that we are?
Well, you know, going back to your question, even before the break, of the elusiveness. So you have this aha moment. The light bulb comes on. This truth is revealed. You get all excited. You're like, oh, this is great. This is fantastic. I get it. I understand. I can use this. Uh-oh. You get an opportunity to use it. It's like somebody gave you a flashlight and said, this flashlight will take away the darkness. And you walk into the dark room, and the flashlight you're sprayed that is not really going to work. You get a chance to test it. And that's frightening sometimes because sometimes we're not sure if we can do it. We're afraid.
Yes.
That's when the vulnerability comes in because we've got all this, but then the test comes. You know, you've got all this great information, and now the opportunity, the challenge, comes to use it. And it can be really frightening. But you wouldn't have the enlightenment if you didn't have you wouldn't know that it really worked for you if you didn't have the opportunity to use it. And I'll tell you, one of the most frustrating moments during this whole process, and it comes from you, and I talk to you about this all the time. It was And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You would say to me, you would say, oh, that is a reflection of something within inside of you. I'm telling you, I would just explode with frustration and anger inside. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. I know better than that. I've understood this. I got this truth. I don't do that. And it was frustrating because I felt like that. The light had been revealed in that area, and that was not a reflection of me. This situation that I'm in has nothing to do with me. It's all about something out there. It took me so long to really, really get this concept. And that's what, you know, what I'm really talking about today is that, you know, the light comes on. We get the aha moment, but then we get to put it into practical use. And what, it's that stage, it's that point when we put it into practical use that sometimes can be so frustrating and disheartening because we want to compare ourselves to other people. We want to believe that we've got it, we use it, we can walk on water, we're on this air, we're, you know, we're all enlightening, we can sing Kumbaya, all is well, I'm all enlightened. But you go through this experience, and then you're really doubting yourself. But that's not the case. It just takes a little bit of time to come. It just, you can't compare yourself to anybody else. It comes to you when you need to come to, when it needs to come to you.
Yeah.
So
when we compare ourselves, it definitely puts that light out. You know.
Yes. Exactly.
It puts the light out.
Mm.
You were going to say something else.
Well, you're talking about vulnerability, okay? And here's where vulnerability.
Actually, before you talk about vulnerability, I want to just say this real quick because that's really where the real work is. For me, I really believe that's the real work. You know, when you talk about the flashlight, it's so powerful. It's such a powerful analogy. People can take that on board. It's like, you know, when do we need a flashlight? When the power goes out. When we're in a dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right.
And
that's right.
When we're in the dark and we find the flashlight, it's like sometimes when we're at home and the power goes out, it doesn't happen often in my country, so thank God, and what I mean in America.
Mm-hmm.
But if you live in Nigeria, that's a whole different thing. But depending on where you live, you know, you may not even have electricity. You know, you live in a village. But anyway, there's something about when the power goes out during a storm and you find a flashlight. It's almost like an answered prayer, like, yes. Now, that flashlight is of no use. It's not important if all the lights in our house are on. It's like if someone has a flashlight on, you'd be like, what's the point?
And I think if we use that analogy to see that the light that we are is like a flashlight, and for it to, I mean, it always has value. It always has value, but you get to experience the value of the flashlight when there's the appearance of darkness. So
exactly.
Instead of getting so caught up of the darkness, be grateful now that you have a flashlight. Now, when you have the flashlight, and you say, oh, thank God, I didn't even know that it was still working after we're out of batteries. And then suddenly you're saying, my neighbors have a bigger flashlight. Oh, I know a friend who had a flashlight they got from the Red Cross, and that little thing is so bright. Now we start entertaining all this other crazy thought that has nothing to do with the moment, and we end up missing out what's happening right here. And if we look at the light, the flashlight, just because it's sitting there, we have all the lights in the house on, and the flashlight is somewhere in the closet, you don't need it. It doesn't mean it's not of value. And I think that's a good way for us to remember that just because I don't see the reflection of the light from the flashlight, it doesn't mean it's not on. It doesn't mean it's not of value. But when it's needed, a flashlight appreciates when there's darkness.
Right.
You know, there's an appreciation that comes when there's darkness, and that's how we really get to recognize. We get to see that really, actually, maybe the light didn't go anywhere after all. So what we call darkness is an opportunity for us to see our light. And I, you know, that was just coming to me when we're talking about flashlight light. So powerful. And sometimes we're afraid of the dark. Now let's talk about vulnerability, because that's a dark place to go. That's a dark, messy. It's like, no, I don't want to be vulnerable because people are going to take advantage of me. They're going to take my weakness. Let's talk about it. Oh, wise one, tell us about spiritual vulnerability.
Well, worse yet, about vulnerability is, in addition to people will take advantage of me, the worst part about vulnerability that for us is that we look at it that if people really see who I am, if they really know who I am and what I've done, they won't like me. They won't be my friend. They won't talk to me. I'll lose that connection. That connection means so much to me that I'd rather be something other than who I really am just to maintain it. That vulnerability is what takes us away from our truth. When we refuse to be vulnerable, we refuse to allow our truth to be revealed to us. You can't have it both ways. You can't lie to yourself and everyone around you and be something that you're not and yet unveil the truth about who you are. It's like putting a wall up in the middle of the room and expecting that you can just walk through it to get to the other side. It doesn't work that way. Being vulnerable allows us to truly express who we are. And the only way to do that is to truly be ourselves at all times, to truly be true to ourselves, to embrace who we really are. And those connections are going to be there whether they are realized in the physical form or not, because truly we are all connected anyways. There is no separation. We are all one. But we like to have the connections here in the physical world. We have some level of security in being able to pick up the phone and talk to someone, to be able to go to places with someone, to be able to reach out and touch another physical human being. But if it's not based on the truth of who you really are, then you're shortchanging yourself of something really important. And it starts to manifest within the self in some very detrimental ways. It manifests addictive behaviors. It manifests self-defeating actions. It's really not very healthy at all to allow yourself to be buried in that self-denial of who you are. So it's important to have courage as Dr. Brené Brown says, to have a wholehearted living. You have to live with courage, compassion, to have those connections. And trust me, if it's a physical connection worth having, when you're yourself, you'll have it. So that's what vulnerability does for us. I could give you a few more points that I think are really important to help you live this wholehearted living way. Okay. Well, first of all, like I said, is to be yourself. You can't really gauge yourself against other people. You have to be you. No one is, like I said at the very beginning, we're each and every single one of us unique, unrepeatable, magnificent beings. If we try to be something that we're not, we are dampening that magnificent light that only we can be. If you try to be like somebody else, you're dampening your light. Be you. Be your own perfect person just as you are. And the next thing is to be kind to yourself. You can't be kind to anybody else if you're not kind to yourself first. You look at people that you meet along the way that are mean, that you think give off the appearance of being mean, nasty, and otherwise just not somebody you want to be around. If they're treating you like that, you can only imagine how they treat themselves. Think about it sometimes. Be your own best friend first is what I say. Then you can be best friends with somebody else.
That's a good point you raised there, that whole thing about being your own best friend, especially when you talk about vulnerability. Because for me, I find that vulnerability really is a doorway, if you will, to who we really are. And if we haven't learned to be at peace with parts of ourselves, not that there is really parts of ourselves, but I guess some of our stories, things that happened when we were younger, as a child, or something we did last week, something we did a month ago, places where we're judging ourselves. We are vulnerable. If we're really authentically vulnerable with ourselves, we may see things that we didn't like, that we regret, and some of us try not to be vulnerable or put up the wall because we don't want to see that part of ourselves. And then, because life is such a brilliant echo, because you're hiding something about yourself and the divine appointment, because we are one, someone will come on your path and be a mirror and reflect that part of you that you're hiding.
That's right.
And if you ain't, you say it has got nothing to do with you. It's funny. I'm just thinking, whenever you tell that story about you told me something, I said, well, but, you know, that's bringing up something within you. I always remember your expression. And what I value most about that for me is it's like I heard. I remember where we were, and we were talking about, I don't know, the particular stuff as a conversation, and I literally heard, you could stop right now. She can't hear you right now. Not as in a judgment or anything. And I remember pulling back. Now, talk about vulnerability. There was a time when I was teaching classes and, you know, I had classes and doing workshops. I used to be so attached to being perfect, to getting it right, to having the perfect answer for questions that people ask me and not ever making a mistake or not even knowing the answer if someone asked me a question while I'm teaching a class. So it was very powerful for me to be in that place to say, okay, here's what I see, here's what I'm sensing, here's what I'm intuiting, this is what I want to share with you. And you said, no. He said, I hear you, Eddie, but it's not always that. And I just heard, leave it alone. And I wasn't kind of like, oh, my God, I gave them up. I wasn't tripping. That was just as powerful for me because I was able to see myself that I wasn't attached to being right or wrong in that moment. Because there was a time when if I said something and said, no, that's not it, I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm not a good teacher. Oh, I need to, you know, it was a mess. But there's something about vulnerability when we allow ourselves to be wrong, when we allow our stuff to show up. Because in that space, if we do the work, if we do the work to allow parts of our stories to be revealed, if not all our stories, the things that we want to hide, you said something earlier, that, and I think this is really one of the most, the greatest human disease. The greatest human disease is the fear of not being liked.
That's it.
Because we know we are so connected, but we grow up learning to be disconnected, and we want that connection so bad. Sometimes we would lie to ourselves and others in order to feel a sense of connection. And we got to be willing to look at all of that, you know. We got to be willing to look at the lies we're telling ourselves. I feel you bubbling up with something. Go ahead. Go ahead. Share what you're feeling.
No, I'm just, you know, I was just thinking the other day, you know, when people talk about doing different things, you know, I think on your show yesterday, the lady was talking about being of service. And as she's saying that, I'm thinking to myself, man, sometimes I don't like going to do that stuff, you know? And but then you're thinking, oh, well, if I don't go, then people are going to think this about me or that about me or the other thing about me. But if you go and you're not in it, you're not being authentic. Yeah. And being of service is not being of service if you're not authentically being of service. So it's all about being authentic in whatever you choose to do. I don't know how many times somebody has, you know, I've had a friend and they've invited me to do something that I really didn't want to do, so I'd say no. And then they'd invite me the second time, and I'm like, wow, if I don't go, then I may never get another invitation. I might not.
Right.
I might lose a friend. The only way I'm going to keep this friend is if I do something I don't want to do, but you're not being authentic. You go, and you've already predetermined in your head, this is going to suck. I'm going to have a really terrible time, but I'm going to go because I'm the friend.
Yes, yes.
But we all do it. We all do it.
You know, you're knocking on my door, and that's what I love about conversations like this, because, you know, this is how we see the light. This is how we see ourselves through conversations like this, empowering conversations. And, you know, talking to you now and just what you're saying is activating the part of me that doesn't like to say no to people. You know, it's like sometimes, you know, and I have developed, I developed some ways to kind of keep my no at bay. I have a way of kind of wiggling out of it, because sometimes I'm like, oh, if I say no, they won't like me, or they will say, you said you're being of service. If you're being of service, how can you do this for us? So I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But sometimes, sometimes the no is just, it's a yes to me. But just the fact that I'm going to say no to somebody, I go through this mental gymnastics, and I'm just like, I wear my own self out. It's like, and the freedom is to just tell the truth. You know, how freeing would it be for me to say, I really want to come, but, you know, I've had a hectic week, and I really, I just need to be with myself, you know, because I'm having an aha moment. Like, sometimes just tell the truth. I can't talk right now because it's been a full day. Or I can't talk now because I can't talk now. You know, simple.
Exactly.
We don't sometimes have to go to this debate. I'm having light bulbs. I don't have to explain why I can't talk now. But I just need to be real and truthful with myself why I can't talk now. If I'm avoiding somebody, if I don't feel like I have something for someone there. But it's a tricky thing, because sometimes you think you don't have nothing, and then you end up, you know, like, oh, my God, I'm glad I said yes to that. But really, it's about listening to that internal guidance system. It's about listening within. And that's something that has really helped me, because I've gone to things, I've made calls or not make a call because I'm based on the guidance that I get. It's like sometimes I want to do something and I think I should do it because I would look bad, and I go back and forth. And then I just kind of get still and just tune in. Should I make this call? Should I do this? And I get a no. Yeah, I don't need to go. It's not in the highest, it's not in the best interest. Now, when I'm making the call, if I have to say no to the person, I still feel a little bit funny about it. But it's not as challenging when I know that my response, my reply is coming from a place of intuition. Sometimes I've seen why, you know, sometimes I say, oh, no wonder I got not to go or not to do that or not to do this. It sometimes that's
you're
why. Sometimes I don't.
Else.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
As my daughter says, no is a complete sentence.
That's right.
There's no need to have to say anything afterwards. No. You're waiting.
I'm still
for
learning that.
That's a complete sentence. Yeah, it's a complete sentence.
I'm still learning. Sometimes you sound kind of, I don't know if you're, what's going on with your phone, but you sound like you're slowly saying no to us, backing away. Come closer.
Okay, all right. Is that good?
I don't know what happened. Maybe it's me. No, it's not. I was trying to think about turning my volume down. But we can still hear you, so it's cool. I want to ask you about this. You know, this journey of transformation, this journey of enlightenment. of knowing who oneself is. I want to know myself. I want to know love, you know, because this it's a we got to pay attention on this journey of this conscious spiritual journey that we walk. And the rest, the theme title today is Journey of Enlightenment. Are we there yet? I hear people say, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. Can you just speak on that concept of not being there yet? Because the question is, how would we know when we're there? But go ahead, I'll let you speak on it. Because if I start talking, I'll answer the question I'm asking you.
Well, Ade, I truly believe that we are already there. We're there because we're conscious. We're there because we are aware. We're there because we understand that there is more. Now, if you weren't enlightened at all whatsoever, you'd be stuck in darkness and ignorance. You would not know that there's anything else to know. You would think that you know everything that there is to know. And you would not be open and receptive to new ideas which would help you to live a more fulfilled life, a light that is with more light, with more understanding, with more love. And that's what it all really comes down to. Here's the bottom line of it all, Ade. The more we learn to love, the more we learn to live. And let me say that again. The more we learn to love, the more we learn to live. We have a life that is so much richer, with so much more substance, with more love. Love can only enhance. It provides color, texture. It provides more than the five senses can imagine. Love is the key, and that is really what enlightenment is all about. That is really what the understanding is all about, is how do I love? How do I love myself? How do I express that love to others? The love is the light. So when you want to live a life, become more enlightened, you want to become more loving. You want to become more of love, because that is the substance of what we are made of. Mm-hmm. And you're there.
Mm-hmm. Here is there, and there mm-hmm. is here. You
that's
know,
right.
It's I'm putting you on my Facebook and my status update today. The more we learn to love, the more we learn to live. That is so true. You know, our theme for this month is love is freedom. You know, when we get to a point when we love our own negative thoughts, when we love our own negative emotions. And what does that mean, to love our negative thoughts? It doesn't mean you grow it and share with everybody else. I mean, really, anything that loves come in contact with is going to dissolve anyway. But rather than judging yourself for having negative emotions, rather than being hard on yourself because now you're judgmental, you make the matters worse. But you can just be compassionate with yourself even while you're judging. Well,
mm-hmm.
you're blaming others. Say, wow, oh my God, look at me being judgmental. Wow, I must be in some kind of pain. I really need to look at that. Because love it can be expressed in so many ways, through listening, paying attention to the words that we speak, the thoughts we're thinking. And love is very simple. That's why we find it complicated. You know, the
mm-hmm.
egoic mind wants things to be complicated and break it down and analyze and weigh it and compare it. But love, the heart, the essence of who we are, knows all. And I love that. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
The more we learn to love, the more we learn to live.
And like
Ooh,
you said, you know,
friend.
That the
oh,
that the love, even loving your negative thoughts. Think about it. I mean, we talk mm-hmm. about this whole Trayvon Martin situation and everything
yes.
that's going on with that. And we're having some really negative thoughts about it. But what to love in that situation is to love the light that it brought to your life, to love what mm-hmm. it has unveiled and revealed to you about yourself. That's the important mm-hmm. thing. You might not have ever known that you felt so strongly about something. You might not have mm-hmm. ever felt a call to action. And as I spoke on my prayer call on Sunday, that, Your passion may lead you to do something just because of the situation. Your passion may lead you to go out and mentor somebody, minister to somebody, or to pray for somebody. But that is the call. That's what you love. You love what it invoked in you, not the negativity that brings you down, but the positive thing that it created in you to lift you up, to help you to live more and love more.
Woo! I'm so proud and grateful to call you my friend. That's my friend, Rev Dev. Dropping the truth like it's hot, and it is hot. The truth will burn you up. The truth will burn up all the mess in your life and set you free. Oh, Deborah, I love you.
I love you.
I am so grateful for who you are. I'm grateful you're in my life. And, wow, I feel like I've had a Rev Dev juice, you know, a smoothie.
Same here.
I'm just all, like, ready to take on the world.
And for all of your listeners, I just want you all to know that this is a typical Deb and Ade conversation.
Yes.
We this is exactly the type of conversation that we have whenever we get together. So when he mentioned what he mentioned earlier about our conversations, he was right on key. We never plan it, but it always turns out to be awesome. Thank you, Ade.
Yes. Oh, you're very welcome. Before we release you, anything you want to share or add or anything, whatever's in your consciousness that you want to share with the listeners.
I just want to emphasize to all of your listeners one more time, this is all about the experience. Every experience that you have is for your overall highest and greatest good. Every experience is not good. It's not bad. It just is. It is a part of the journey. It is precious in this very moment. Embrace it, regardless of what it looks like. Embrace it because it brings you a very special gift, a precious gift, this moment. I love you all. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. I love you, Deborah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, it's just... anything else to say. If I keep talking, I'm not speaking tongues. I'm giving you a big hug right now. Giving you a big hug and give my love to everyone at In Spirit Truth Center. And I look forward to our next conversation that is never scheduled. It just happens. And so thank you, my dear friend. I love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Life is good. It's getting better. Oh, my God. I just love my life. I love my life because love is my religion. The journey of enlightenment. Are you there yet? You better believe it. You got to choose to love. You got to choose to be loved. No matter what is going on in your life right now, you are at the perfect space and the perfect place. And everything that is going on has a gift for you. You may not be able to see it now. You don't even have to believe me. You can say what I'm saying is BS. That's fine. But just keep breathing. Just kind of bring yourself back to this moment. Trust the process. Know that you're part of a divine plan. And the divine plan is always in divine order. And divine order is always in divine order. Oh, there's something. You're part of an eternal story that is still being written. And you're part of the author of the story. This is Jamie Lula. We're going to play a little bit of that, of Jamie Lula. Take a quick break and come back with Celestial. Jamie Lula said, love is my religion. I am right there. It doesn't even need a building. So it could love, 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 love.
Love is my religion.
gotta choose to be loved. You gotta choose to see love. Even when there's an appearance of hate, of fear, of doubt, of worry. Sometimes the best you can do to see love is you just accept where you are. Sometimes getting angry is an expression of love. Because you may have been in a space where you've just been quiet. You've allowed people to abuse you. You're just quiet. But just saying, you know what, damn it, I am not taking this anymore. That's love. That's right. But you got to keep working your way up. Keep working your way up. And you get to a point where you're kind of like, indifferent about it. But just keep working your way up. You have to be hopeful. Enthusiastic. It's like, maybe I do matter. Maybe I do have value. Just keep working. Well, you know. And out of that pain, out of that challenge, you connect with some things that you really, really are passionate about, what you love to do. You got to pay attention. And it gets easier the more you're willing to reveal the truth of who you are. What is that? What does that look like? You tell me. Jamie Lula. JamieLula.com is his website. That's JamieLula.com. Love is my religion. We're going to take a very quick break. That's right. Very quick. Very quick. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Because we're not there yet. And we're getting ready for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan on the Ask Life Coach at A radio show. And Celeste is out of breath. Celeste is the enlightened one. I just want to be like Celeste when I grow up. See, when I'm done with this show, I'm going to get myself a glass of wine, mix it with some gin, and smoke some cigarette, but please. I don't know what y'all are talking about being enlightened. I'll pay for my enlightenment. Yeah, I'm talking all that mess. Don't even drink.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
If I wasn't so enlightened, I would be screaming.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you too, Jack. But when I press the button, I want you to play immediately, okay? You can't go to sleep. I know you're enlightened and all that, but come on, man. This is my show. This is a live show. Speaking of enlightenment, we have the great one. You can tell she's so deep. She's so in love with herself. She's so enlightened. She's just coming off the mountain. And you can just tell, if you've never heard her before, when you hear her voice, you're like, ooh, that sister is Buddha incarnated. She's the Buddha-ess. Okay, I'm making up something here. Just play the music. All right, let's just kind of all stand up and create this sacred space for the enlightened celestial one. She's so enlightened, she chose the name Celeste Morgan. Celeste Morgan, Honorable One, we welcome you. Oh, wow.
wise
Am
one.
I here yet?
What do you have to share with your children?
We're
sitting at your feet, hands stretched out, saying, can I have some more, please?
Well, boys and girls, I have a bird for you, a bird of prey.
Ooh. You have a bird? I love birdies.
Ooh. Yes,
I used to be a bird before I was born.
Oh, really? I think I still see your wing. I got it.
Really?
No. Hello, Life Coach Today. How are you?
Don't encourage me. Don't get me going. Don't take much.
I know. Well, that's a good thing. If you're having fun, you don't have to worry about where you're going, huh?
I know that's right. See, I told you. See, this is my point. Just drop that truth. Like, if you're having fun, you're not worried about where you're going. If you find yourself saying, are we there yet? I'm not there yet. You ain't having fun. If you ain't having fun, you ain't doing it right. If you ain't doing it right, you ain't paying attention. If you ain't paying attention, your life is a mess. Call me. I'll help you out.
Call me.
Life Coach
347-426-3346. Get you some.
That's right. Get
hey, Life Coach I have a surprise today.
You have a surprise? Oh, I thought you said you had a surprise for me, but you just didn't say. I'm looking in the mirror, and this mirror is making my head look real big. Maybe it's not the mirror, but anyway.
What's that?
I don't know why I even picked up this mirror, and I looked in the mirror, and I was like, oh my God, my head is big. But
it's all that knowledge. Not...
Yeah, you know, only people with knowledge have big brains and big heads. So next time you call somebody a big head, you're giving them a compliment.
Exactly. That's what's up.
So,
it's all in your perception.
A surprise.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to play a number game, but I win either way I play this game because the same animal shows up in both ways. I bet you're trying to figure out what in the world am I talking about, right?
Yep, I am.
Good. So let's get to Celestial Moments so I can share it with you. Are you ready?
Oh, let's do it. We've been waiting for the past 25 minutes.
But who
might as well show
you're
up.
You're having fun. Wow, really?
Oh, yeah, I was having fun. That's true. I was having fun. I wasn't looking
at you were having fun with Reverend Deborah Goins.
Oh, my God.
Can't
it was off the
check
chain.
That out. Was it?
Mm. Yep.
Well, thank God for the archives. I get to check it out.
Yeah, careful. I heard it's dusty in the archive. You got to be careful in there.
Ah, wow. Yes, and here I am getting ready to give you your number gift. All right. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 11. And I guess my rebel side is kicking up a little bit because for some in numerology community, the word on the street is you don't add a master number. But I decided that I am safe either way because my spotlight today is on the number 2, Hawk of the Medicine Cards, and the number 11, Hawk of the Animal Guides of Avalon, the Hawk, which means I'm covered. But we're going to play in the area of number 2 right now. The number 11 has all the aspects of the number 2, enhanced and charged with charisma, leadership, and inspiration. It is a number with inborn duality. So we're going to play right there. When you add 1 plus 1, we get 2. And the meaning of 2 is balanced. What best way to get mastery over your life than through the gifts of balance and groundedness? The perfect symbol for number 2 is also found in a yin-yang symbol, the blending of the light and dark, positive and negative, dancing as one. We are everything when we truly see each other. 2 is also the high priestess in tarot cards. We call her the first teacher on this spiritual journey. She's your intuition, or that little voice speaking to you, a direct connection to the soul within, expressed outwardly. When you learn to pay attention, it becomes easier to trust these messages when we learn to trust ourselves. The second letter of the alphabet is B, and words like blessed, bold, and bountiful connect us to the magical power of number two. Now, two also shows up as the hawk in medicine cards. That's where we're going to put the spotlight today. Hawk, messenger of the sky, circle my dreams and teach me the message as we fly. Hawk is akin to Mercury, and given the energy of the Mercury retrograde and a collective stories we make up about it, I thought it would be an excellent time to take a good look at the messenger of the gods, especially since it's coming to an end on July 20th. Are we in alignment to receive? What do we see when we look at our creations? Hawk medicine teaches us to be observant, to look at our surroundings for nuances of power. Observe the obvious in everything that we do, and call it good. You are your best own masterpiece when you remove all hindrances for allowing your light to shine through. You even get clues along the way. Life is sending us signals through pleasures, challenges, and our fears. We want to connect with our emotions to check to see if these helpful reminders just might be muddying the view. When we are deeply attached to outcomes, we might actually momentarily lose our sight. The message gets lost in the delivery when ego steps before spirit. So clear your channel of any vibration that doesn't help you fly. Then you will unlock your freedom messages when you go into your spiritual helicopter, rising above the survey of the land. The gifts of the messenger of the hawk remind us that we have mighty tools of discernment, intuition, observation, wisdom, courage, and truth. Just make sure you use your ears, heart, mind, and soul to listen. And that's the story of two. You're our friend the hawk. All is well. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
You're here, Celeste. If anybody tries to duplicate what you do, they're going to mess up so bad, they can't even touch you. You're just a bomb. That's right. I said it. Wherever they are, they're thinking, I want to do that. No, do you. She trying to do Celeste, they're going to blow up. And she does it so good. And she's really smiling. It's like, Yes, the journey to enlightenment. Don't be so attached to getting there. Because right here is there. Thank you, my friend. You go ahead and do what you want. You can add the 11, all the numbers you want. You already know that because you said, I'm going to do it. Because I am the master of my own quindom. Mm-hmm. Mistress doesn't sound so good. The mistress of my own kingdom. I don't know. I guess you can say that. I'm the mistress of my own quindom.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know
it's
the conditioning.
You put on it. We're good.
That's right.
Maybe.
So. It is so nice to see you. How are you doing? I know I didn't ask you earlier. How are you doing? How's your day going?
It started off really crazy, and I needed to have a shift. So I really needed the message of the hawk for myself today. But I am in a great vibration and loving it. I'm flying to the sun right now.
Yeah, I know that's right. Yes, you are. I feel it. I sense it. You know, isn't it beautiful when we offer our gift, when we share what we have, it ends up feeding us, you know, and we know the spiritual truth that we only get to keep what we give away, because when we give of our gifts, our talents, our passion, we get to experience it first. Sometimes we're the only one having fun. It's like, oh, my God, did you feel that? And they're like, nope. But you know the experience that you have, and that is enlightenment. You know, Rev Deb said earlier, one of the things when I asked her about the definition of enlightenment, and I really like it, one of the things she said was, it's turning on the light within yourself. You know, and this is something we must do on a day-to-day basis. I mean, the light's always on, but because we're a soul and a body, we've got to go in and consciously remind ourselves that we are the flashlight that we're looking for. So things may look dark, but we are the light.
Nicely done.
Celeste, thank you. Thank you for what you do.
And we're getting ready, almost close to wrapping up the show. We have Rev Deb, Reverend Deborah Goins, join us. We're going to have another Rev Deb join us because just to help us remember that we are here and we are part of something powerful, something amazing. All right, Celeste, I will talk to you in a few. Oh, no.
I look forward
to you tomorrow.
Really? You're really going to talk to me tomorrow?
I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach at a radio show.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just keep the mystery up. Okay, sure. I'll be back here tomorrow to talk to you then.
Okay, then. Have a great day in the meantime. Oh, wow. I love my life. Do your thing. I'm going to do my thing. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. That's right. We're back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, but we're not going yet. Before we go, we got to remind you that you are part of an unbroken chain of life. You are life in action. You are love in action. You are love in action. And love is the answer. I don't care what the question is, whatever the question, the answer is always love. Why? Reverend Deborah Johnson, please tell us why.
I typically get a letter on my birthday. And for the last several years, the salutation has not been happy birthday, but happy begotten.
Mm.
We have a tendency when we think of a birthday as our life beginning the moment that we come out of the womb. If our life were a timeline, the moment out of the womb becomes T0. And we don't even give our mothers credit for the 9 months that we were in utero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just a second before coming out of the womb, it's as though our life did not exist. And the reality is that it is not simply that our life started that moment out of the womb. We are part of an unbroken chain of life since the beginning of humanity. An unbroken chain of life. If any one of our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmothers hadn't been alive, we wouldn't be here. And they had to live long enough to have children. So we are the descendant of survivors. So it isn't simply that, well, this is my birthday and this is the beginning of my life. No, we are the next link in the whole evolutionary unfoldment of humanity. That is so extraordinary when we get out of the egocentric way of looking at it. So just like we carry physical DNA, we carry this soul remembrance, the whole consciousness from the beginning, the wisdom, the understanding, the creativity, you know, the love, the power, the passion, you know, all of that. So when a child is born, we should celebrate the fact that this beautiful essence has come here not as a blank slate, but as a wonderful place of convergence, of energy and awareness that wants to express itself in this time zone.
Mm-hmm. Chew on that. You are so much more. Reverend Deborah Johnson. We had Reverend Deborah Goins join us earlier, and that was Reverend Deborah Johnson reminding us that we are part of an unbroken chain of life. Reverend Deborah Johnson is the author of the Sacred Yes, Letters from the Infinite, Volume 1. It's time to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I just want to invite you to be love. It is who you are, so you might as well be true to yourself. And while being true to yourself, allow yourself to be loved.
Love is a current of energy. It keeps flowing, it keeps moving. So be the place where love flows through, because you're open, you're vulnerable, you're allowing, you're saying yes to life. This is Troy Horn, God Light. That's who you are. Get your dance on. Get your shift on. We'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, for another life-transforming conversation. Peace and blessings. I love you.
Be God Light.
Got the sun in the sky.
You're so bright.
And no matter what I hear about the
dark night,
I know that everything around me is perfect.
All right.
I look into their eyes, I see them.
God Light.
Got the sun in the sky.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.